One of the biggest mistakes I made in the early years of my practice was doing too much treatment on a given injury. I was always under the impression that more is always better. Something I struggled with was thinking that a treatment could either make the problem better or do nothing to improve, completely disregarding the fact that it could make the problem much worse. In this episode, I make the case for why getting the treatment dosage just right is crucial in producing long-lasting results for clients, and my view that a shorter treatment session is not only better for the client, but for the provider as well. I hope you learned something new and are open to a different approach to how injuries and pain can be treated. Welcome back to the Soft Tissue Treatment Revolution podcast, where we teach overworked massage therapists a new treatment system that will allow you to cut your treatment times by at least 50% so you can stay healthy, avoid that dreaded burnout, and help a hell of a lot more people get out of pain. If you're new to the show and you don't know who I am, my name is Dr. Matt Maggio. I am a soft tissue injury treatment expert specifically for neck, shoulder, sciatica, and hip pain. My focus is on finding and fixing adhesion, also known as scar tissue, and reducing inflammation from chronic injuries without the use of drugs, injections, or surgeries, which does lead to a significant increase in overall functioning, flexibility, and long-lasting pain relief. Thanks so much for stopping by and checking out the show. Let's get right into it. The problem with doing too much treatment. I've been meaning to make this podcast for a while now, but I connect with a lot of therapists, massage therapists from all over the world. I'm really active on LinkedIn and YouTube and the emails that I send out each week, and I get a lot of good feedback from people. And most people that reach out to me, the thing they're struggling the most with is they're like, I'm just doing these long marathon sessions, you know, an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. And it's like doing all this treatment. I'm throwing the kitchen sink at it. And I really don't know what's going on, if I'm actually doing anything, or am I making the problem worse? Am I making it better? I don't really have a plan. And I wanted to talk more about the idea of treatment and what it is and how to approach it in a different way, because so many people make this mistake, and I did myself, was thinking that treatment can only go two ways. It can either make the problem better or it can do a whole lot of nothing. They never consider that it can make it worse. And I find a lot of people out there are actually treating too aggressively, doing too much treatment, and making the problem worse. So understand this idea. You know, treatment is like a medication. You can give enough to be effective, but you can actually overtreat as well and cause a big problem. So I always give the analogy of like a pain pill. You know, you can take one pain pill and it might take your problem away or take the pain away. You might feel a little bit better. But if you take 6 or 7 pain pills, it can actually make the problem a lot worse. Treatment is the same exact way. You know, a lot of providers, and I did this myself, is you get stuck in this trap. I call it the service provider versus the solution provider. And the service provider really is the person that's doing what the client wants them to do. They tell them where to treat, how to treat, what to treat. And basically, you're just kissing their ass and, you know, hoping that they come back and want to continue to pay you money to do what you do. The other type of provider, and what I'm trying to teach people and why I really created the Soft Tissue Revolution, is to become a solution provider, someone that actually solves problems, fix problems, does it better, does it faster than anyone else out there. Another big problem that a lot of providers make, and I did this myself, was understanding that not every single problem or injury or pain presentation that comes into your practice is strictly just a soft tissue problem. Now, I'm a firm believer that a lot of those problems began as a soft tissue problem. You know, it could be adhesion in the muscle, could be in the fascia, could be in the ligament, could also be in the nerve entrapment. But there's other issues in the body that present as well. They're called pathology. So what is pathology? It's the bone, it's the cartilage, it's the disc, it's the tendon. Those are issues as well. They are contributing factors to the problem, to the injury, to the pain, everything in there. And we need to know that those are in there and they are part of the factor. You know, so many providers don't want to think critically. They just want to jump right in to the treatment process and really don't have a clue as what's going on. They beat the hell out of the tissue. You know, they do deep tissue massage, they do myofascial release, they do cupping, they do stretching. I don't know, everything else you can think of. And they're just like, yeah, I'm just going to throw the kitchen sink at this and just beat the living hell out of this area and it's going to be better. And it hurts like hell when you're doing it to the client. Client thinks you're doing something good. You think they're doing it good. And all in all, you're just making the problem worse. You have to respect what I call pathology. And I talked about that. The pathology is the bone, the cartilage, the disc, and the tendon. And the tissue is the soft tissue problems in the fascia, in the ligaments, in the muscles. They go hand in hand with each other. But here's the thing, if someone has some pathology going on, maybe they have a really bad disc injury in their low back or their neck, maybe they have some cartilage issues in their hip or their shoulder. The problem is if you're going in there and really beating the living shit out of that area, you're actually gonna flare some of that stuff up. But what happens, and this is very interesting, is sometimes when you do treat a particular area and you stimulate some muscles and some nerves and some fascia around there, it temporarily allows that area to feel better and takes the pressure off of that pathology. And the client actually thinks that they feel better, and then they might go and do too much. And then they really load up that pathology. Another thing is just controlling the healing process, because the biggest battle we have as providers isn't the treatment. It's getting people to stop doing dumb shit in between treatments. That's it. You know, I'd say of my treatment time, half of it is just explaining to people what they can and can't do and understanding that they do have these pathologies in there and they have to respect them. Now, these aren't pathologies that need surgical interventions, but they have to handle the load correctly. Because in the easiest standpoint, when I look at an injury, I look at it as like a teeter-totter. And on one side is load and one is capacity. Load is what they do. Capacity is what they can take. When an injury occurs, load exceeds capacity. So us as the providers, we're fixing the capacity, but if they're doing too much load, it's not going to get any better. They have to know they have these problems. You'll be like, a couple people will come back at me and say, well, you know, in my scope of practice, I'm not allowed to diagnose, so I can't say that. That's bullshit. That's a bullshit cop-out. That's you just not respecting what's going on and taking the easy road out there. Yeah, you can't directly say, oh, you have a disc injury, but you can say, hey, it looks like you have this problem in here, and you have to manage the load correctly. Because if you're doing all this treatment and then they go and beat the shit out of it afterwards and they're not getting any better, they're not going to take onus for that. They're not going to take responsibility. They're going to blame you, and they're going to say shit like treatment isn't working. And this helps you control that better, communicate that better. So much of the process is educating with the client, communicating with the client about what's going on, what you're doing, treatment's working, that you're actually helping, and they can help in between as well. So I get a lot of, I don't think it's hate. I just get a lot of pushback on my idea of doing a shorter treatment time. So in my clinic, we only do 20-minute follow-up treatments. But people are like, oh, how can you ever get anything done in 20 minutes? You know, that's you just couldn't do that. Well, listen, jackass, there's a lot that goes into that. So before we do that 20-minute treatment, we do a 15 to 20-minute detailed consultation. Then we do a 45 to 60-minute functional evaluation, identifying exactly what all the problems are, knowing where the pathology is, knowing where the adhesion is present, knowing where the nerves are entrapped. And then we have a plan about what's going on. And then we do a more safer, effective treatment. That's why we do 20-minute treatments. We do twice a week for about 3 to 4 weeks. Instead of doing a long hour, hour and a half, one treatment a week, or maybe every 2 weeks, we do it very controlled and right. The reason I do this is it's kind of like someone has an infection and we need to give them an antibiotic. The treatment is the antibiotic. Now, if you went to the doctor and say you had an infection, they give you 10 pills to take over 10 days, you wouldn't take all 10 in the first day because it would actually fuck the problem up. It's the same thing with treatment. We want to get the dosage just right each time. And what I'm looking for is about an 8 to 10% improvement over a series of visits. And we get 5, 6, 7 treatments in, we're 60, 70% better, but it's more effective because we're not loading the tissue so much. We're creating a healing environment. We're limiting the inflammation. We're limiting the stuff they do in between. It's more effective, but not as long and not drawn out. And that the best part about that is it's better for you. You're not spending a fucking hour and a half, 2 hours on your feet the whole time, beating the living shit out of your body, having them go deeper, harder. Oh, get in there, work there, fuck that. You're the solution provider. You're fixing the problem. You're getting in there, getting to the root cause of what's going on, treating it effectively, giving it a couple days to chill out, having it come back, rechecking all the tests you did on the last visit, and then treating it again and getting 8 to 10% better each visit. And just circling back, you know, like I said, the biggest battle in treatment is always just load management. It's just getting the client to stop doing it, doing stupid shit in between. A different perspective and a different way to look at all this, and I talk about this a lot, I'm big on analogies, but think of the injury and it's a dentist, and the dentist is coming in, the injury is like a cavity, and they need to drill the tooth out and take the pain away. Say the dentist booked out an hour to do it, but they got the tooth drilled up, sealed up in 30 minutes. You wouldn't say to the dentist, be like, hey, you know, doc, we had a whole hour booked out, you know, so I'm going to need you to use all that time. I want to go back in there and drill a little bit more so I can get my money's worth. No, they don't care. They're just happy the damn tooth doesn't hurt anymore. And that's the same thing I want you to focus on, fixing it better, faster, and providing a result to the client. Question you should ask yourself, and a lot of us do this, and I did this a lot over the years as I was learning and wanting to take every training, every certification out there. You know, I want to have every tool in my belt. Do you really need more tools, or do you just need to sharpen the ones you already have? You know, so many people, I always say, are jack of all trades, master of none. Ask yourself, like, and be honest with yourself. If I could only use one modality that would make maybe a modality, a treatment, whatever, that our technique that would make the biggest change in the function of the client, what would that be? Ask yourself that. If I had all these tools to choose from, but I had a gun against my head and I had to make the biggest result as quick as possible, what would I do? Figure that out. And then here's the thing, do that and only that. And then you'll start to see how much better the results are for the client. With the added bonus of taking the wear and tear off your body and not doing those 90-minute marathon treatments. So that's all I got for you guys. I hope you have a different perspective, different change in mind and understanding and respecting treatment, understanding what is going on, knowing the whole picture and not just jumping randomly into treatment and winging it and never really knowing what's going on. As I close out every podcast, go out there and be great this week. The world needs access to your quality treatment so they can stay the hell away from pain pills, injections, and surgeries, which only make things worse and destroys people's lives. I appreciate you listening, and I'll catch you on the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. If you want help on the path to being able to double your income, all while working 50% less and being taken seriously as a healthcare provider, I have some great resources for you. Number one, get access to our free training modules and introduction to my system, The Peak Method. Number two, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Soft Tissue Revolution. Links to all of this can be found in the show notes. Lastly, if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review and share it with others that you know it could help.